update on the injury report. Ty Warren actually is back from his surgery. That went very well. Marcus Thomas still out with the pec. Demaryius Thomas still out with the Achilles. David Bruton still out with the concussion. Jamal Hamler, low back spasm. Mario Hagan, shoulder sprain. No new updates on those guys. Any questions?
China report yesterday that Tim's down number four, from coming from allegedly a high-ranking official. Did you say it, and your reaction to when you heard it?
First of all, I'd say that nobody in this building that's in the decision-making process, coach, official, or I don't know, maybe they heard from the cook. I'm not sure, but you know, we hold Tim in high regard. I think he's got a bright future in this game. He's playing maybe the hardest position I know in the NFL there is to play, and maybe in all of sports. So he's progressing fine. He'll get more opportunities in games as we go. That's those are great opportunities. Last week he got cut a little short based on how the game went. Defensively, we didn't get him off the field, and then by the time he got in, it was a 4-minute situation. So you know, everybody in this building has high regard for Tim Tebow, and Tim's doing just fine. You know, there's no update on where his ranking is at this point by any official.
What do you think, though, somebody making a statement on the basis or on behalf of the organization and not putting their name to it?
Well, I don't think, if you read it correctly, that it said anybody in the organization. Just said knowledgeable football person. That would be a wide range. Like I said, it could have been the chef. All right, but he sees the players every day. So that's what I'd say.
Coach, you've been around this league so long, you know of the NFL media circus. Have you seen anything that's comparable to this Tebow spotlight, this Tebow mania? Is there anything that...
Well, I think all of us understand that, you know, that's what we sign up for. You know, these guys are all big boys. They understand it. Whether it's right or fair, that's not for me to judge, but it's part of the deal.
But it seems like it's a little crazy.
There's a lot of stuff about this game that are a little crazy.
Coach, how do you see the percentage of snaps playing out on Saturday night?
You know, I think right now, just looking at it, you know, I think Kyle's had 19 passes, Brady's had 30, and Tim's had 9. So I think in fairness to Tim, we need to get that total up, whether it happens this week or next week. You know, those game experiences are critical in anybody's development, no matter what position.
If you even if you get Tim in there with the ones, do you anticipate leaving your first offense and D in three quarters, or have a lot of teams?
Well, this will be the most extended play our number ones will get. How far that goes, you know, I'd prefer that they get in the habit of coming out after halftime. How far into the third quarter, you know, will be based on how the game's going. So very much like in the past, a third preseason game would be looked at.
Thanks, Coach.
Well, I think, you know, we made progress last week from the Dallas game, and we're anticipating and hopeful that we make progress from last week against Buffalo to this week against Seattle. So, you know, again, those are evaluations that we're making as we try to pick our 2011 Denver Bronco team, whether it's defensive tackle or any position.
Specifically, Jarmon, how quickly has he picked things up?
I think he's done well. You know, when we lost the two guys, both Marcus and Ty, you know, we've asked him to be a swing guy, both end-to-end tackle. So, you know, I thought he responded well last week.